Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
It's Weeprol.
It's Weeprol.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's gonna end.
You got it.
Shit.
You're listening to Thumb Cramps, a show for those whose thumbs are cramping.
God damn, here we are again, back in the stew.
Do you like my little Winnie the Pooh laughs?
Oh, bother.
And welcome to another episode of Thumb Cramps. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And Jackson, before we introduce our guest,
yeah,
and before we introduce the games,
mm-hmm,
we ended last week on a little cliffhanger.
That's true, we did. Whether or not a thing I thought was real was real.
The thing that you thought, you're like, is this thing I thought real?
Yeah.
Was, did a man cut open his own gooch,
mm-hmm,
to remove a kidney stone?
Yes, and at the end of that episode, after we'd stopped recording, everyone was like, Jackson, that's crazy, but I knew it was real. And so I dove
intelligence
deep.
Prevailed.
Exactly, and guess the Jeff Watt listeners, I was right.
Let me tell you the story of Jan de Doot.
Yes. Jan de Doot, baby.
Jan was in, okay, I will say,
yeah,
some details slightly wrong.
Okay.
It wasn't a kidney stone. It was a bladder stone.
Oh, my God.
In 1651.
Yeah.
This MF-er.
Wikipedia is awesome. I do like, on the Wikipedia page, there's a portrait of him holding the stone, and it's like the size of a goose egg. It's awesome.
Yeah, so basically, he's a courageous man, very astute. He'd already been treated twice by a stone cutter, desired so little to be treated a third time by such a man amongst his daily trials and repeated slayings, that he decided any wild adventure was more attractive to him than subjecting himself to the knife of a stone cutter ever again. Convincing himself that his health could only improve, and having decided that no one but himself would cut into his flesh, he set his unknowing wife to the fish market.
I love that line. I love that he was like, hey, can you get me a fish knife? He's like, what for? He's like, don't worry about it.
And this is, he's like, don't worry about it. It's only going to be me doing this, except my wife who's buying the knife.
Yeah.
And only letting his brother help him, he instructed his brother to pull aside his scrotum while he grabbed the knife in his left hand and bravely cut in his perineum with a knife that he had secretly prepared, and by standing again and again managed to make the wound long enough to allow the stone to pass. To get the stone out was more difficult. He had to stick two fingers into the wound on either side to remove it with leverage force, and it finally popped out of hiding with an explosive noise and a tearing of the bladder. The stone weighed 4 ounces and was the size of a hen's egg. And welcome this week to today's guest.
Welcome this week to today's guest.
Gas Page!
Why didn't you let me stay out of the room?
I know, I was just thinking about the amount of listeners driving or walking or whatever who are blacking out now.
Yeah, there was some really beautiful lines in that. Like, I feel like I have been the unknowing wife sent to the fish market before, like, in my life. Like, I relate really hard to that.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, getting a sibling to come in and be like,
hey, hold my nuts.
Oh, hey, hold my nuts. White.
Oh!
Ah! Don't let him go. Because it made it seem like that knife was a surprise.
Yeah, nobody
yeah, the knife was a surprise.
Bro, hold my nuts.
Bro, okay, whatever crazy thing. Oh my God, you're slicing your gooch open.
This is an awesome line.
Yeah.
Now the more courageous than careful operation was complete and the enemy had declared war on him was safely on the ground, he sent for a healer who sewed up the two sides of the wound.
Who wrote this? Can they write my autobiography? It won't be auto if they do it.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I think it's like a doctor or something. It's from like a medical journal.
Well, here's a line
from
that,
the past.
Here's a line that I think
yeah.
Thumb Cramps could use from now on.
Okay.
Sometimes daring helps where reason doesn't.
Oh, wow.
That's good stuff.
Thumb cramps. Okay. Sometimes daring helps where reason doesn't. And today we're looking at, because it's Weeprel still.
It's
actually
Weeprel.
The final
it's
week
final
of
Weeprel. It's final
Weeprel. The final week. I can't talk today.
What are you trying to say?
What
the final happened? Week of Weeprel?
Yeah, I think so.
Final
the final
Weeprel.
Weep of Weeprel?
Yeah, the final Weep of Weeprel. We're looking at Super Paper Mario and other games.
Super Paper Mario. Great game.
I played it because I said, hey, I'll give you a Wii, and then I never gave you a Wii because you were like, I want to play Super Paper Mario.
Yeah.
I was like, I've got the game, and I'll get a Wii for you. And then I didn't deliver on the Wii, and I was like, well, I still have the game.
You might as well play
Someone
it.
Should
Somebody's
play
got to play Super Paper Mario.
I just thought that was meant to be my Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have become an us.
Wii became an us.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I made an us out of you and me by not doing shit about it.
Had you ever played, you had Super Paper Mario, so had you played it before?
No, because it was from the era of video game purchasing by me where I realized that I had consoles that I'd started to play again.
Yeah.
But it was like as the Wii was dying, so like the expensive games weren't so expensive. You can get everything pretty cheap secondhand.
Cool.
So there's a lot of games I've purchased for the GameCube and the Wii that I just have.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I want to play these. And I just never did.
Mm.
But now I have played Super Paper Mario, and let me tell you, it's good.
Yeah, it's good, baby. I love it.
It was actually a pretty fun thing to play after playing Metroid Other M last week because it has a similar mechanic of like, hey, it's 2D, but then you do a thing and it becomes 3D.
Yeah.
And it works way better in Super Paper Mario.
I can imagine.
Unlike in Metroid Other M where you have to, the controller you're holding, you have to change it in your hand and point at the TV.
Ooh.
Super Paper Mario, it's press A.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, it's 3D now.
Dude, I remember playing Super, like that mechanic blew my little tiny ape mind.
I thought you were just going to say blew your little tiny penis off.
Well, yeah,
I thought
that
you were going to say blew your dick off.
Yeah. Also, let me do that again.
Yeah.
We'll run it again. Run it again.
Run it again. That mechanic blew my tiny weenie micro penis
off.
Yeah.
Into the ground.
Into
like
the
a
third
lawn
dimension.
Dot. Into the third dimension. Gone.
2D became 3D. Yeah.
1D became
only
no
nut
D.
left. That's crazy.
That is crazy. You've only got two goes of it left, hey?
That's true.
Yeah. Would you blow one nut off at a time for each new game?
I think so, yeah. Which is scary. That's actually what I say it was a pig that gave me cancer. I just played an awesome video game.
Yeah, blew one of your nuts away.
It exploded it in my scrotum.
Yeah, was it Skyrim?
Yeah, it was Skyrim. I was like, oh my God, I'm a freaking elf man.
This changes everything.
Ow!
That also changes everything.
I'm going to tell everyone a pig stood on it.
It's more believable. And to really sell it, it's because I wanted a tortoise.
Yeah.
Super Paper Mario, for people that don't know, is the third entry in the Paper Mario series, and it's the first entry of the Paper Mario series where they change up the RPG elements.
Yeah.
Which people did not like at the time.
Yeah, because Super Paper Mario's got like kind of more platforming to it from memory, yeah?
Yeah, it still has the RPG elements of exploring and collecting items and hanging out and just like...
You get little guys who are like geometry.
Yeah, you get little geometry guys.
Yeah, sounds crazy,
all right.
Is accurate.
Do you know, this is actually really interesting to me. So I'm glad you've got me in for this.
Uh-huh.
I have spent the last month asking everyone I know what their favorite shape is.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have a favorite shape from this game?
Oh my God, from this game? I remember one of the bosses, I don't know if this really answers your question, grows big spider legs. That was pretty cool. But she is a geometric shape. She just then flips upside down and grows spider legs.
Okay, so your favorite shape is as a lady.
Yeah, okay, as a woman. Yeah,
you know, I think that's fine. Do you have a favorite shape normal?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, you do, but you just haven't thought about it yet. What about you, Joel?
Okay.
I don't believe. Yeah,
I don't believe in shapes.
I was like, I don't believe that I do have a favorite shape.
Do. You can't not.
I guess like a rectangle's pretty good.
Rectangle, any shape.
Rectangle's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What's it doing? Why'd it get so long on the sides?
Yeah, exactly. What about like a D? I think a D is a cool shape.
That's a good shape. Yeah, good shape.
It's like kind of throws you off. It's kind of like a marriage of soft and hard.
Yeah. Mm. Well, my favorite shapes are heart. And, it's got an innie bit, it's got an outie bit.
There's a lot going on in a heart. Yeah,
it's
that's
got,
true.
Like a tit and puss section.
Yes.
Which I'm a big fan of, obviously.
I can
say those on this show, yeah?
Yeah, you can say tit and puss. Absolutely.
Right. Kids can listen to this.
Kids
can listen
to
that.
Sex education.
That's sex ed terms. They teach sex ed in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think they show a heart in sex education. Yeah. This is the tit, this is the puss.
Yeah. Any questions? No? Okay.
All right,
class dismissed. Enjoy recess.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with D. That's my favorite shape.
That's a really good shape.
That is a good shape. I'm not sure that any shapes really bring me joy, which I know breaks your heart.
No, that is wrong. So you'll think of one later and then you'll tell me. That's fine. A lot of people have a lot of different answers. A lot of people say rhombus and they mean trapezoid.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
A lot of people say rhombus. Sometimes people's favorite shape is rhombus from the word. That's allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they admit to trapezoid for the shape.
Catching a ball is satisfying, so maybe ball is my favorite shape.
Ball can be your favorite shape.
Sphere's good.
Yeah. Sphere's good. And dogs love sphere, too.
Yeah,
so
dude.
Me and dogs, man's best friend. I think that my favorite shape in Super Paper Mario, I can't remember his name.
Luigi.
But
he's so long. He's so rectangular.
Is it really
I changed my favorite shape answer. I'm picking Luigi. Luigi's my favorite shape.
Luigi like,
has
uncooked
a unique
sausage.
Yeah.
That's not a shape. Luigi's a shape.
Yeah, but no, his vibe is uncooked sausage.
What do you mean by that?
Like he's at the party, but he's so wobbly.
Oh yeah, that's true. He's like he's not been put on the grill yet.
No, and I feel like if you threw a sausage, it does the same thing that Luigi does when he jumps.
That's true.
And I feel like if you threw a sausage in the air and you saw it, it would feel as long as watching Luigi jump
because
you'd be locked in.
Yeah, and I think you're right, it's sausage because the curve is so subtle. It's not banana.
No.
Would be too much
that's
for Luigi.
That's a rigid curve. Sausage is just like...
Yeah, no, I think I agree. Luigi is an uncooked sausage.
Yeah, I think my favorite shape is the promo material from Super Mario Brothers Wonder of Luigi holding a big hat.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, show it to me. Oh, it's
that's
great
my favorite
stuff.
Shape.
Whoa.
That's a huge hat, dude.
That hat got so MFing big.
Yeah, dude.
My favorite shape in Super Paper Mario is the fist.
Oh, yeah.
He's a grabbing guy.
That is good. Is Super Paper Mario, remind me, and I think the answer is yes, the one where Luigi goes evil?
If Luigi has gone evil, I have not reached...
I think he gets corrupted and becomes a man named Mr. L. which is pretty funny. Mm. And I think, from memory, his Smash Brothers, although maybe this is not right, but his Smash Brothers Ultimate, no, Brawl? One of the Smash, final Smashes, where he makes everything in the, like a negative, like a photographic negative, is based on his Mr. L persona from Super Paper Mario.
Yes, you are correct. He does become Mr. L.
Yeah.
That gets introduced a couple... Like, I think in the next chapter.
Sorry for spoiling that Luigi's going to go evil
mode,
dude. I'm so sorry.
Oh, whoa.
You looking up Mr. L?
He looks cool.
Yeah, he looks sick. Because he gets confident and he tries to kill Mario.
They gave him tits.
What?
They gave him tits.
They gave him tits. He's got little
gold
pasties.
He does have little
pasties.
Tits. Actually, he does have little tits.
He does have tits. He does have tits.
Why did they put them there?
I don't know. He's got little...
Why did they...
Luigi's got breasts. I mean, look, we've all got breasts. He's got
breasts. I think it's meant to look like a bomb.
No, do you know what I think it is?
Yeah.
I think it's where the buttons on the overalls were.
Ah, that makes sense.
But they've not put the straps back in.
Yeah, yeah.
And also with his belt and the plain black attire, it's like he's got a little face
like a
on his guts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a bob-omb if the wick was his head.
Whoa.
Do you know what? I realize I'm getting a lot of my knowledge off of fan art.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it can be problematic. That's some funny, though.
Well, here's an official photo.
Getting our fan up and being like, I didn't know Luigi was pregnant.
That's crazy.
M-Preg Mr. L.
Oh, Luigi becomes evil and pregnant.
M-Preg Mr. L.
And then it seems like he eats Mario, and Mario's really unhappy about being in his belly.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nintendo's going crazy.
For M-Preg Mr. L.
Don't you guys say for M-Preg Mr. Ads for a second? We'll see.
Oh, who knows? Yeah, so basically the concept of this game, it's more platformy, but also puzzle solvy like an RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2D like a Paper Mario, then you get a little bit into the game, they're like, hey, shit's all messed
up. Check this out, baby.
You gotta go into the third dimension to sort it out, but if you're in the third dimension too long, it hurts you,
yeah.
Which I also like.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
And I don't know, I just find, like, Paper Mario has a very, very, very particular vibe, and the only other Nintendo game that comes close to those vibes are the Mario and Luigi games, but even those have a different vibe to the Paper Mario vibe. They're both silly, but they're different.
Different sillies, yeah.
I think that's so important to span a whole range of silly.
100%.
Yeah, and like the other Mario games don't
they're
really
not really,
feature that
they're
silly.
They're not so silly, the other Mario games, which sounds crazy.
They're not serious, but they're not silly.
Yeah, and the Super Mario, the Mario RPGs silly. I wonder if the Super Mario RPG that was
remake
is silly.
I think it's the same. I've heard criticism that it's just, well, compliments all criticism,
yeah,
being like, this is just the Super Nintendo game again, but new.
Wow, that's not so bad.
You can find Peach's ?? In Mario RPG, and Mario is like,
ooh!
And people speculated on what that is. It's in her drawer in her room.
What could it be?
Oh, it just, okay.
It's a marital age.
So you open Peach's drawer and it says, I found Peach's ?? And we get no information about that.
We just know Mario's like, ooh, shouldn't have seen that. You know. And, you know, she's a single lady. You know.
Yeah, who knows what it is.
Yeah.
If I were a kid, I'd assume it's underwear.
It could be underwear.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. But I always assumed a big fat dildo. That's always my assumption.
Huge, massive.
Yeah. Gargantuan.
Size Queen Peach.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
She's with Bowser, yeah?
No.
I don't think they're... Well, are you checking the fan art or are you just checking...
Do you know what? Every time I've Googled Mario, I'm now thinking that I'm probably getting mostly DeviantArt.
I think you'd be mostly getting fan art.
How often are you Googling Mario?
Every time I'm on this show. You're always describing a character and I'm like, man, I love that little guy. What's he look like here? And I'm like, huh.
It's funny because they made a
lovable guy that I already knew different.
Yeah. I want to say that surely not every time you've been on the show we're talking about Mario, but also that could be the case.
Mario's a good guy to talk
He's
about.
Great to talk about,
I got a
dude.
Lot to say.
He's a funny little guy. He's Italian, you know?
Yeah, he is Italian.
I feel like no one's talking about how he's Italian.
Nobody's talking about how he's Italian.
What do you reckon Mario's favorite food is?
Is Mario... Here's a crazy question.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, Mario in the movie and the TV show and the movie from the 90s.
Italian-American.
Italian-American. Mario in the Mario games.
He's Italian-Italian, I think.
No, but I was asking whether he's Italian-Italian or Italian-American. But is he Italian?
Yeah.
So he's from Italy.
Yeah.
How did he get to the Mushroom Kingdom?
A pipe
in Italy somewhere, and he ended up in...
Yeah, Mamma Mia. He's pretty shocked about it. It's very clear.
I don't think he's really Italian.
I think
he's native to the Mushroom Kingdom. He's Mushroom King Dunium. He's not Italian.
Oh, hang on. There have been movies where he goes to the real world. Is he surprised about being in the real world in those movies? Or is
no, because in most movies he starts in the real world, then goes to Nintendo.
Well, then you're what?
But in the games, in the canon of the games, do we ever see him in Italy? Does he miss his home?
I think, well, when the games first started out, right?
Yeah.
They were all underground. Were they not all underground? Were they all not?
No, there's some levels where he's on the surface.
Okay.
World 1-1, he's on the surface.
So.
Yes.
It is generally considered that he is Italian, but he is from Brooklyn. Okay. That's like the canon.
Okay, Italian-American.
Okay, so he's Italian-American.
So I always assume that the game started off being like, these brothers are plumbers that have gotten themselves like, whoa, can you believe what they found? They go underground. They see all this effed up Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
They see all this effed up Jeff. Then they're like, oh. And I figured it was like a bit of a Mutant Ninja Turtle situation.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, a lot of sewer rumors.
Yeah,
you thought
yeah.
that Mario lived underground.
No, I didn't think he lived underground. I think he's a plumber. And then when he went underground, he was like, whoa.
Oh, right. As in like,
something's going crazy.
Effed up in this Jeffing
so, okay. I thought for a second you were comparing him to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but no, it's like he stumbles across the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Situation, yeah. Yep. And then he comes above ground and it's like, whoa, all these guys are coming out of the pipes. Mm-hmm. I got to fix this.
And he goes into the pipes.
Yeah.
Ends up in the
he's
Mushroom
a plumber.
Kingdom.
He's discovering what's happening underground. Yeah. It's a mutant turtle situation.
A mutant turtle. Yeah. Mutant turtle.
And they come above ground, and he's like, I'll fix this.
Yeah, okay.
Because well, they are all mutant turtles.
That's true. And that is what happens in the movie. To be honest, that is what happens in the movie. I just wasn't sure if it was the kind of thing where they were like, we're saying he's Italian, but you never get any evidence in the games, you know?
Well, he's
never flies a little Italian flag or something.
Yeah, he's not. I don't know what I can say.
That's interesting. So in Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Odyssey,
yeah.
some of his idle animation is dreaming of Italian food.
Okay.
So that's in game.
Okay,
that's good. Sorry, okay. if Adam Cannavale was here, I'd be comfortable saying.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Stuff.
if we could get Adam in here to give us a pass,
yeah, to talk Italian.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Mario, although competitive, shows generally good sportsmanship. That's interesting. Even complimenting his opponents,
wow.
as shown in instances such as Mario Kart 8, where he says "good play." When he is in second to sixth place.
Yeah, okay.
But
he shows disappointment when he loses, such as wiping a tear in Mario Kart 64. He is occasionally visibly frustrated, but restrained.
That's great. Unlike Wario, who in the Mario Kart punches himself in the head when he loses.
That's fun.
Mario throws a small fit if he gets a double bogey or worse in Mario Golf Toadstool Tour. Exhales to contain his anger and Mario Strikers Charged and stomps his foot in frustration before sitting in resignation in all console games in the Mario Party franchise with 10.
It's so funny Mario can get pissed off.
Yeah.
If you are a psychologist listening, can you maybe listen back to this, Joel, if you can maybe send through that information. I would love someone to like really pop him against the DSM-5. Yeah. Let's get some personality traits.
Let's figure out what's going on with
Mario. Someone do a Myers Briggs on
him. Yeah, what's happening here?
If we can get someone to like, you know, work backwards and figure out his birth chart.
Yeah, who is this man?
Who is
you
this
know,
man?
You know, because we've been on
how long do you reckon a
Myers
Briggs test will take?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Actually, do you know what? Let's give it a go.
Okay.
We'll be fast.
Yeah, we'll be quick.
Mario, do you regularly make new friends?
Strong agree.
Complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple and straightforward ones.
Yes.
Strong agree.
He loves
Paper Mario.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, can I be paper? Yeah.
Take me to the third dimension, baby.
Put me in.
You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than factual arguments.
Oh, he's always saving that princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's very factual for him to keep going back. Like, he's doing the same thing repeatedly.
Okay, yeah.
I'll put
enough.
A loose agree.
Yeah,
not a strong one.
Your living and working spaces are clean and organized. Strong disagree.
Mario's
house looks like shit.
Yeah.
You usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, strong agree.
Would we say strong agree?
No.
Well, when he's fighting Bowser, he's not getting, you know, frustrated.
That is true.
You know what? I'm
going to
go one down from the strong agree.
Okay, fair enough.
You find the idea of networking and promoting yourself to strangers very daunting. Strong disagree.
Strong
he's freaking naming the party after himself.
Yeah.
It's come to my Mario. Yeah, exactly.
You prioritize and plan tasks effectively, often completing them well before the deadline.
He tries to.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess that's up to the player.
I don't know
if the
Mario
timer
late,
runs out, he dies.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, okay. So strong agree.
Strong agree. He will kill himself if he doesn't do it in time.
If Mario is alive, it means he's never missed a deadline.
People's stories and emotions speak louder to you, Mario, than numbers or data. He loves numbers. His
but
score
also,
go up.
In Super Mario Galaxy, you can unlock a story that he loves to go and listen to. When, whatever her name is, Rosalina reads him a story from a book.
Mm-hmm. We'll go for, like,
middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Yeah,
because,
we'll go true neutral.
Yeah.
Because he also does get emotional about losing.
That's true.
But we've just found out it's not super bad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he contains it.
Yeah.
Super bad. Great movie.
Great movie, dude.
What?
McLovin?
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
What's the other guy? Fogle?
Fogle, yeah.
No, Fogle is McLovin.
Yes.
Fogle is McLovin.
Yeah. Seth.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
And Evan.
Nice.
Very cool.
Seth's actually named after Seth Rogen, and Evan is named after Evan Goldberg.
That's crazy, dude.
Anyway, they're the writers of the movie. They based it on their real
Who's
life.
Who's Fogel named after?
Some guy, probably. Some guy they hate. You like organizing tools like schedules and lists.
Yeah, he's always ranking his friends.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Maybe not the strongest degree.
Yeah.
I'm going to go one up from neutral.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds
good. Nice.
Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your overall abilities and knowledge. Strong disagree.
Mario
will slam it into a wall and not doubt himself one bit.
Absolutely.
You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and strapping up a conversation.
Yes!
Strong agree. Oh, that's all
RPGs. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You are not too interested in discussions about various interpretations of creative works. Mario at a gallery.
Was there a game where you were...
There's Mario Paint.
There's also Game & Watch Gallery.
Oh, yeah,
that
okay.
The whole other part of that game is the gallery section.
But he doesn't discuss anything.
Yeah, he's not so interested in
He's like
in
one
high
of those
art.
Guys, like, it's like going to a gallery and you're just like being like, that looks cool.
Yeah.
But you're not thinking about it.
Well, like the whole time you're like, I wish I was playing tennis.
Yeah, or even just like, yeah, because people go to galleries for like, you can go to galleries in different ways.
Yeah.
You can go to galleries in
different ways. I think it's a strong disagree.
I'm annoying.
I don't think.
You're annoying?
To be a gallery with.
What? Talk us through your gallery experience. Are you interpreting the art or are you just vibing it?
Both.
Okay. So you're like, I think this means this. Or when you look at it, you're just like, that looks nice. Or that looks cool. Because I'm definitely that. I'm like, whoa, this painting looks like a void or whatever. Cool.
Do you know what? Okay, so, no, I think I am more vibes-based. I'll, like, read the description and, like, stare at it. Mm. And, you know, I'm not going there to do work.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to look at it and be like, I got to figure out what this means. I'll look at it. And I love thing watching. I love thing looking. So gallery, really, really good time for me.
Yeah.
So I just like stare at stuff.
You can say
shit.
You can say shit. Oh. Go crazy.
Shit, piss. Jeff.
F.
Shit, piss.
Like you're trying to remember a song.
I am trying to remember.
Jeff,
F. Jeff.
I am. It's shit, piss, Jeff, F, cocksucker, mother, F, Jeffer,
puss,
tits, fart, turd, and twat. That is a song.
Okay.
Family Reunion by Blink-182. Shit, piss, Jeff, F, cocksucker, mother, Jeff, tits, fart, turd.
It's just good with no context.
Yeah.
It just sounds like you're swearing at me.
Yeah, I am. They're 10 words you can't see on TV or whatever. You know that guy?
No.
George Carlin?
George Clooney? Yeah.
George Clooney? Batman?
Yeah, I do.
How'd he get in that Flash universe?
I do know that guy, dude.
Espresso coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You are not... Oh, yeah, we already did this one.
Yeah.
I think Mario's true neutral.
Okay.
You prioritize facts over people's feelings when determining a course of action. Strong disagree.
Yeah. Nope, that's not Mario.
You often allow the day to unfold without any schedule at all.
Yeah.
He lets his schedule change.
Yeah.
Well, the start of Super Paper Mario, he's like, him and Luigi are like, nothing's really happened recently. We should probably go check in on the princess. And they get there, and Bowser's there, and they're like, you mother Jeffa, you kidnapped the princess. And he's like, what do you mean? I was here to kidnap the princess. I haven't found her yet. And then a third person has kidnapped the princess.
You get to play as like Bowser and Luigi and stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And maybe Peach too.
Whoa.
I can't remember.
Do they let you do that in
games?
Yeah,
you can sometimes. Play as Peach now.
Yeah.
You often allow the day to one up from neutral.
I would say he does because I feel like every Mario game starts with him doing one thing. And then his
things really spiral out of control.
Yeah, things get crazy for Mario.
You really worry about whether or not you make a good impression on the people you meet.
Well,
I don't think he really cares.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. Super concerned.
I'd say neutral.
Neutral.
Strong disagree.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's what that means.
You enjoy participating in team-based activities. Strong disagree.
Yeah.
You enjoy experimenting with new and untested approaches. Strong agree. You prioritize being sensitive over being completely honest. I don't think Mario. Okay.
He doesn't talk.
Mario's telling me I'm sick.
Okay, let's try. I'll try both.
Dr. Mario.
Oh, Dr. Mario.
I'm a Dr. Mario.
Thank you, Dr. Mario. Have my test results back?
Yes. Okay, this is going to be completely honest. Okay. Yeah, test the results are back, and I'm afraid it's not a good.
What do you mean it's not good?
You're going to die.
No! Mamma mia!
My bedside manner, she is not good.
All right, let's ruffle it again.
Okay, but I've got to try and sort of dance around it.
You've got to prioritize being sensitive over being completely honest.
Oh, come on in.
Come on in. I thought I was in bed.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, it's been a busy week.
Have you got my test results, Dr. Mario?
Yes. And then I would put my gloved hand on your shoulder. I'm afraid it's bad news.
What do you mean?
I would start making, what do you call it? Like talking to your family and so
arrangements.
Thank you.
I'm so glad my wife was here to translate you.
You should make arrangements. I'm afraid that you only have a week to live.
I don't know if this counts as you being sensitive.
Well, how else am I going to get that information across? I'm a doctor.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Hello, Mario. No, I'm Mario.
You're Mario. Now Jackson's my wife.
Okay. Hello, John.
Hello. Have you got my test results back?
I do. How are you feeling, first of all?
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Well.
Sick in brackets, derogatory.
I can understand. It must be so harder for you.
Yeah. We just want the results, doctor.
Of course.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to visually check you both sitting down.
Well, I'm lying down.
Are you sitting down?
I'm standing.
Maybe have a seat.
Oh, no, it's bad news.
It's not great news. No, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Now, you don't have very long to live.
Oh my God, my husband.
But that means we got a week to give you the best life of your life.
A week? Is there anything you can do, Dr. Mario? A week?
I'm doing everything I can.
Mamma mia!
Mamma mia, Dr. Right. Mario.
Now try and be completely honest.
Okay.
Dr. Mario, are my tests in?
Yes, you are dying.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
I think Mario's, based on that roleplay,
yeah.
He will prioritize being sensitive over being
so
completely
too.
Honest. But not,
yeah. not
fully.
Not
yeah. Maybe one up from neutral?
Yep. Yeah. He's one up from neutral, I reckon.
You actively seek out new experiences and knowledge, and knowledge areas before. Strongly agree. You're prone to worry about things that will make it. You're prone to worrying that things will take a turn for the worse. Strong disagree.
Yeah.
Mario's very optimistic.
You enjoy solitary hobbies or activities more than group ones. Strong disagree.
He's not doing anything by himself. If he's doing something by himself, it's to get the princess. Yeah, exactly.
You cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living.
He's in a play.
Yeah.
But he didn't write it. I would say
we
no.
We don't know if he wrote it. The writer of that play is never revealed.
That's true.
I'd say no.
Yeah, I'd say no.
But we can go one up from disagree.
Okay. Yeah. You favor efficiency in decisions, even if it means disregarding some emotional aspects.
Does Mario make the hard... Well, he stomps on a... He takes a life.
He does act faster than anything else. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Speed is his ammo.
Yeah. I'll go one down from the strongest
ammo,
degree.
Not ammo.
You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax. He's just neutral there. He will jump into action to save the princess, but if Luigi's like, Mario, how about you vacuum our house? Mario's like, Mamma mia! In disagreements, you prioritize approving your point over preserving the feelings of others.
Not really.
Nah.
I think you care more about people's feelings.
He does. It seems like all the messages at the end are like pro-friendship.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't think you care
You
that
usually
much.
Wait for others to introduce themselves first at social gatherings.
Nope.
Strong disagree. Your mood can change very quickly.
Yes, when he loses and wins.
That's true.
If mm-hmm. he's if he goes from 6th to 7th place in Mario Party 8, yeah. Well, he goes from good play to having a sword.
Mad at himself.
Yeah. You're not easily swayed by emotional arguments.
I don't think it's emotional arguments. I think he's more swayed by emotional... Does that count? Like, because he will... I think he'll jump into action over someone's feelings in a snap. Like,
that's
you've
seen
Toad
cry. That's true,
actually.
Yeah.
I would say yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say yes. Yeah.
You often end up doing things at the last possible moment. Strong disagree. He will die if that clock runs out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You enjoy debating ethical dilemmas.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he enjoys
based
that.
Based purely on vibes, I think Mario is quite apolitical.
Yeah,
you, know?
You usually prefer to be around others than on your own. Strong agree.
Yeah.
You become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical.
Yes, I think
If he's spending his time, like, you know, he's got a... What's that job where you work with your hands?
A cup plumber?
No, but like, what's the kind of job?
Menial laborer?
No, I think it's meaningful. But you know that job. He's got a
laborer.
Hands-on job.
What is the word you're looking for? Tradie?
Tradesperson? Yeah.
He's
a laborer?
maybe like he's got physical skills.
Yeah,
and he knows how to use it.
I think laborer is what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's not a big enough compliment that I was trying to do.
You were trying to describe, how many job titles do you know that are also compliments?
I think they should all be a compliment.
Good doctor. Yeah.
Reception genius. When facts and feelings conflict, you usually find yourself following your heart.
Yeah, I'd say it always. Yeah, I'd say it does.
You find it challenging to maintain a consistent work or study schedule. Strong disagree. He will do it again and again and again and again.
See, that is true, but he's constantly changing careers.
Oh, that's true too. Mm. So, we haven't thought about that. Sometimes he runs a hotel. Sometimes he's a doctor.
Yeah, sometimes he's missing.
Yeah.
You rarely second guess the choices you've made.
Yeah, you can't go backwards.
No, they won't.
Your friends would describe you as lively and outgoing.
Oh, yes!
Strong agree. I mean, I've been sabotaging these results this whole time. You're drawn to various forms of creative expression, such as writing. He paints.
He does paint. I think
say
that counts.
Not a strong agree. Yeah, yeah, one up.
You usually base your choices on objective facts rather than emotional impressions.
No, emotional impressions.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy.
Yeah, he loves his family.
You like
and his
to have
wife.
A to-do list for every day.
Yeah, no. You get a big list of the
true.
Things you need
to
achieve.
That's a good point. You get a bunch of objectives.
Oh, actually, do you know what?
You rarely feel insecure.
Mario, he doesn't seem insecure.
Strong agree. You avoid trying to make phone calls. Mario on the phone?
Is there a game called Mario Phone?
Mario Phone.
I don't think I've ever seen. He answers Mario the phone in. Is it Super Paper Mario? Yeah, it is. Super Paper Mario. There's just a cell phone randomly, and it like threw me through a loop.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, Mario on the phone.
He answers the phone. That's crazy.
Mario isn't on the phone, though. It's a guy. It's basically you wake up a mayor, and the mayor's like, yeah, I'll call my guy to lower the bridge for you. And then he picks up a phone and just rings this guy.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
You enjoy exploring unfamiliar ideas and viewpoints. He likes exploring unfamiliar terrain.
Yeah, unfamiliar levels.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a hard disagree.
Yes.
Maybe neutral.
Well, no, because I can imagine if I was like, hey, Mario, like, you know, the Goombas that you're stomping, like, those are a people. And he would be like, I don't think he could sway his opinion.
No.
No.
You know.
Disagree.
I think strong disagree. I think he's a dyed
in the
wool.
Strong disagree?
I think so.
Okay.
You easily connect with people you've just met. Strong agree.
Yeah.
If your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get them back on track as soon as possible.
Yeah. That's like every part of every game.
There's side quests in games, though.
Oh, that's true.
But that's the thing. He's like, he'll be doing something, and it's like, oh, you've got
this. I guess
that
becomes
his
top priority.
Yeah.
Strong agree, you're right.
Strong agree.
You're still bothered by mistakes that you made a long time ago.
He can't remember them because they would have killed him.
Oh, yeah, but also, like, is he pissed off that Donkey Kong's still around?
No, I don't think so. He loves Donkey Kong.
Yeah, they're friends now. That's fair enough.
Strong disagree. You were too interested in discussing theories on what the world could look like in the future. You are not too interested in discussing theories.
Yeah, I don't think Mario cares. I don't see him as a philosophical guy.
I would say it's a hard disagree, though, because he is trying to make the world better.
Mm. That's true.
Loose disagree.
Yeah, loose disagree.
Your emotions control you more than you control them. Strong disagree.
Yeah.
When making decisions, you focus more on how the affected people might feel than on what is most logical or efficient.
I would say he doesn't. I think he has an idea in his head about what's going to be right and he does it.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, if he saved the princess and she was like, I didn't want to be saved, he'd be like, what?
Yeah, and that happens all the time.
His mind would be blown. Yeah. His mind would be blown.
We're almost done.
Yeah.
Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy rather than organized, consistent efforts.
Yeah.
Strong agree.
Yeah.
When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take for them to feel disappointed in you. That's a funny question.
That's so funny.
Strong disagree.
No,
yeah.
Mario doesn't give a shit.
He's the guy for a reason.
Johnny Mario.
His party.
He is Johnny Mario. Yeah. It is his party. You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time.
No, he loves hanging out with his friends.
He would prefer to.
Strong disagree. You believe that pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste of time.
Yes.
I think he agrees,
You feel more drawn to busy, bustling atmospheres than to quiet, intimate places.
Yeah.
Strong agree. If a decision feels right to you, you often act on it without needing further proof.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
He's
I think we're down to the last page. You often feel overwhelmed. Strong disagree.
Yeah. Mario doesn't get overwhelmed.
Really? You don't think he often feels...
No.
When I play him, he does.
Are you maybe thinking that Cass feels overwhelmed?
Mario's chill.
But when... Yeah.
He's just like, I'll go in this direction.
Yeah.
You know? You
complete things methodically, without skipping over any tasks. Strong disagree. He's not doing everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Depends how you're playing, but
yeah. You prefer tasks that require you to come up with creative solutions rather than follow concrete steps. Yep.
Big time, big absolutely. Time.
You're more likely to rely on human intuition than logical reasoning when making a choice.
That's a tricky one.
I would say no, because I feel like a lot of his problem solving is puzzle based.
Yes, yes. So I'd say, I'd say
agree, but not the strongest agree. You struggle with deadlines. Strong disagree. It will kill him.
Yeah.
You feel confident that things work out for you. Strong agree.
Strong agree.
And that's the last question.
Oh my God. Let's see. What is Mario?
Mario is. This is maybe the funniest possible answer.
Yes. Okay.
He is an ENFJA.
Uh-huh.
Your personality type is the protagonist.
Oh, that's so funny.
They killed it. They nailed Mario. They got Mario's number. Anyway, 4 thumbs for Super Paper Mario.
Bro, all those people that said the Myers-Briggs was bogus.
Yes, it's business astrology for a reason. It's as accurate as astrology.
That's
this is
crazy.
Perfect.
What have you been playing, Jackson?
I have to make a formal apology to Andrew Levins. So a while ago, many years ago possibly, Andrew Levins was like, Jackson, possibly it was Andrew Levins' Game of Year, I'm not sure.
I think it might have been.
But Andrew Levins was like, we do have this deal, which we uphold periodically, but we play each other's Game of the Year.
Yep.
And he said, you have to play this game, Blasphemous.
Yep.
And I played it, and I talked a lot of shit for some reason.
Yeah.
I was like, this game is clunky. It feels sloppy.
Yeah.
I don't like the way it plays. It's hard and annoying, and I'm bouncing off.
Yeah.
The other night, I was like, what if I played Blasphemous?
Yeah, good call.
And I reckon, I don't know if you can check the tomes, probably not.
I don't have my Switch, unfortunately.
I reckon I've put like 4 or 5 hours into it.
Whoa.
Okay, already. That's big for you.
Yeah, that's huge for me. I'm sucked in and sucked off.
Yeah. How good is it to just log into the machine, get sucked in, get sucked off?
I'm sucked in, one.
Yep. Yeah. Step one.
Done.
Step two, sucked off.
Yes, really big fan.
I'm ignoring responsibilities. I'm ignoring my loved ones.
Yes.
They've got nothing for you now.
Shut up. I'm getting sucked in and sucked
I'm
off
getting
by
sucked
this machine.
In. I'm getting sucked in, one, sucked off, two. Okay.
Do your own damn vacuuming.
So in it, people know the sequel's out by now, so most people will know the plot of, well, the basic idea of Blasphemous.
I would love for you to, can you just tell me the plot?
Yeah, go through it.
Okay, this is, and obviously, make it clear. Blasphemous is like one of these, it's sort of Souls-like in its plot where nothing is explicitly explained to you and there's a bunch of madness happening.
A game of trickery.
Yeah.
It has a very similar vibe to like Bloodborne.
Exactly.
What the hell is going on? It's goth and violent.
So you are the penitent one
who
is a man who stopped talking.
All
right. He wears a hat that makes his head bleed.
Yes. And the first boss you kill, you filled the hat with blood and put it on.
Yeah. And that's good.
You meet another guy who is maybe also from your same order, because you're also maybe a knight or a monk. And he says you got to kill these 3 bosses to get 3 humiliations so that you might go into the Mother of Mothers and find the miracle.
And his sword is called the Mea Culpa.
Yeah, his sword is the Mea Culpa.
Which is, if people speak Latin, which I know a lot of gamers out there
do, a lot of
Thumb Cramps listeners.
A lot of gamers have a classical education. Yeah.
But that that translates to either my fault or my mistake.
Yes. Somebody at some point in the game said that I had too many sins. I had to put some in my sword.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the plot or what.
It's a game that is, and when you kill enemies, you get tears of atonement.
Yes, absolutely. You can purge, you build up guilt every time you die.
Yeah.
And you have to go to a guy to purge your guilt.
Mm.
There's a lot going on in Blasphemous.
It feels a little bit like you're playing an evil game.
Yeah, all of the bosses so far, or most of them, have been saints or former saints.
So you are evil in the game.
No, you're
I'm like a priest, maybe.
Then yeah. Why are you fighting saints?
Because the saints are I need the humiliations they have.
Yeah, you gotta get the humiliations, Cass.
The
So I killed, I'll explain one.
Another thing, you can equip rosary beads in it too.
Yes, okay. And you use relics.
Those are made of real roses?
Oh, that's awesome. One of my rosary beads in the game is a lock of hair, which is pretty
that
cool.
That is awesome.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I got from a three-faced woman who was in a big hairy egg.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty awesome stuff.
Your future cast.
Yeah. One of the saints was a lady who was too beautiful, so she burnt her face in acid.
Yep.
And now she's firing balls at me out of her floating hands.
Yeah.
She was an annoying boss fight.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think the thing that made me bounce off it, I don't know, I guess it just mustn't have been in the right place for a game like this. Because I can see the things that would have stressed me out the first time.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much stuff everywhere. And especially because I'm playing the updated, like, it's the, whatever it's called, Wounds of Eventide or something, which is with all the DLCs and all of the later additions.
Yeah.
So there's heaps of stuff happening that clearly I'm maybe meant to, like, if I'd been following it from the start, the DLC would have come and I would have been like, oh, great, let me try this out. But because I'm going from the beginning, I'm just, like, inundated with stuff.
Yeah.
You go into a room and there'll be a door with a rose on it and you can't interact with it. And I'm like, well, I guess I got to come back to that
yeah.
at some point. There'll be fountains of blood. There's places full of salt. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For some reason, this time around, I'm like, I'm getting it. I'm into the flow of it.
I'm sucked in and I'm sucked off.
I'm sucked in. One. Sucked off. Two.
Tick.
Tick.
Tick. Tick.
One thing that's kind of weird is that a lot of the fighting is really easy. Like, I thought it would be really hard, but I'm actually finding it quite, every boss pretty simple so far. And most of the combat, the combat only becomes annoying if there's like annoying platforming I have to do around it. Interacting with one enemy or a couple of enemies, fine.
Really?
Interacting with an enemy where I've got to jump around a level and they're shooting lasers at me, annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, by and large, the things that kill me are platforming and
mixed with enemies. So you're like, I got stuck in a situation because like I had to jump up here, but enemy can hit me while I'm standing here. Yeah.
And there are some enemies that are still difficult. There's one in the mountain area that just continually fires a beam of like laser at you and takes a million hits and just keeps on wrecking my shit. But like otherwise, most of the
the bosses as well, not that hard.
Like not easy, not like a breeze, but way easier than I was expecting.
Yeah,
like first try for at least two of them.
Oh, whoa,
yeah,
that is big.
I was like, oh wow, I don't know. I thought this would be harder, but I'm past. I got the three humiliations, so I'm in the back half of the game.
Yeah,
I'm in the Mother of Mothers, which is a church, and it's hitting me with a lot of good tricky shit, like that classic Dark Souls thing where you'll just fall off something, like it's just unfair and mean.
Yeah,
you're good. Like, oh okay, awesome. Just like,
I was walking across the platform and. I should have known that there would have been a random invisible hole and I've fallen into a bit of spikes and I'm dead now.
Real good stuff where it's like, make this jump and you can get this item. And you make the jump and then you fall. There's like an invisible thing there. So you actually fall through it. It's not a real platform. And then you land on another platform, but the animation of you getting up is long enough to make that platform crumble away.
Yeah.
And then you land on spikes, which kill you instantly, no matter how much health you have.
That's really good.
And you're like, fair enough.
And now I can't retrieve my guilt because that's...
it's in the sky.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Gotta go speak to that guy who will sort me right out. Oh, and every time you die, Cass, and listeners, I guess, your health is halved.
Yeah.
Your permanent health is halved.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome. Mm. It's good stuff.
So if you die once, you've got to go back to where you died to collect your guilt.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And then that gives you your full health back. But if you don't collect that guilt and die again, your health gets even lower.
Yeah.
So the game actually gets harder the more you die.
Which I think.
Like in life.
Yeah.
Like in life. Exactly. Yeah. It's hard to live after you've died in life.
Some people do.
I played Dark Souls 2, which is a very similar thing. I think I'm just like, whatever. Like, I'm just treating it. I have the smallest health. I'm not going back for that guilt.
So, okay. You're I'm like, one. Playing, hey, most things are going to kill me in one hit anyway,
exactly.
So why
like,
not?
Why care about it? I've just got to do the perfect run to beat the game.
I'm keen for you to finish this and start Blasphemous 2, because I think Blasphemous 2, there is a chance you'll like it a little bit less.
Oh, okay.
Just because. And this is going to sound very counterintuitive, but there's a lot of quality of life improvements. It's still the same.
Yeah.
But it does do a thing where at the very start of the game, it gives you a choice of three weapons.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, that is cool. I think it would be fun to...
And there's a big slow weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know I'm picking whatever the big heavy weapon is because it sounds hard and annoying.
It's a big... Well, it's a mace. Yeah. A huge mace. But it's a guy... rather than it being like a spiky ball, it's like a statue's head.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the designs of all the enemies and bosses in this are so sick, and all the levels are so cool and so creative. That is one thing that is maybe not lacking, but I'm like, oh, the kind of how much you can customize your play style. Yeah, and the first one is kind of pretty limited.
Yeah,
like you can get the rosary beads, but it's just stuff like you get a better dodge or you get like a less damage from lightning attacks or whatever, which is cool, but not super. You can't really make a build, so yeah, to speak.
If I remember correctly, because I've played more of Blasphemous 2 than Blasphemous 1, because yeah, I had a similar thing to you where my ability in gaming and the games I'd been exposed to between when I first played Blasphemous and Blasphemous 2 changed wildly.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
when I played Blasphemous 2, straight away I was like, I get this. I know what's going on. Where Blasphemous, I was like, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
And this stuff at Blasphemous.
What is happening to me?
I'm so scared right
I'm
now.
I'm so frightened. I've pissed my pants. I'm lost. I'm confused.
Somehow I'm like, I'm lost in my own house.
I'm nude and I'm outside.
I'm in a field now.
I'm in a field.
I'm going to have to hitchhike home.
There's a scary shadow. Oh, wait, that's a cow? I guess this field's a farm?
It's great to imagine being a farmer watching you naked in a field.
What the hell is
happening?
Farmer, help me!
He just levels his gun. Get away from my cows.
Are you the farmer that wants a wife? From the television to farmer wants a wife?
God, I'd love a wife.
Why are you so unlucky in love? You've got so many beautiful contestants on your show, yet you're still struggling to find a wife? What is happening?
That's an awesome mental break. Farmer wants a wife themed mental break.
Yeah, all triggered by playing Blasphemous.
Yeah, fair enough. But yes, no, I think, yeah, definitely like playing a bunch of Souls games in between and being like, oh, it's going to be hard and it's going to be confusing and stuff's just going to happen and I'm going to get to areas where I'm like, what the hell? And then I'll come back to them later.
Blasphemous kind of feels a little bit like Dark Souls 2 in the sense of like things are connected in it, but it's like, it's not like, it's sort of like nonsense connection.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Like, you'll walk down a pipe and end up in a, like, mountains, and you're like, how, what? And I have looked up some stuff. So there was one, often when I play a game like this, I try not to, like, I just want to experience it raw. But, like, I kept seeing everywhere areas where I was like, it looks like I got a grappling hook to that. Because there's, like, items that are high up that I can't get to.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Or a double jump.
Yeah, or something like that. And then I found out that, no, I need a relic that makes vines grow. And I was like, okay, how do I get that? And it's like, okay, collect the, there's a big hairy egg.
Yes.
And the big hairy egg has three like places for you to lay an offering in front of it. And they're these three completely random items from across the game. You lay the offerings in front of the egg. Then the egg gives you another, no, becomes a woman with three faces.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, here's a small egg. Then you take the small egg into the mountains and put it in a tree. Then you leave that area and return, and the egg has hatched. Then you take it to the fountain in front of the, like, little hub town area, and you go in the fountain, and a guy will turn that egg into the relic. And I don't
know. It's just common sense.
Yeah, it's just, like, basics, like, straightforward stuff.
Yeah.
Like, for that anyone could figure out.
Yeah, you can understand why the first time I played this game, I ended up on a farm.
Yeah. Screaming at a farmer about farmer wants a wife. That makes sense. But, yes, I would like to make, this is a formal apology to Andrew Levins.
Yep.
Andrew Levins, I am sorry. I am dumb guy. I'm a member of the doofus union.
Yep.
Possibly the union head.
You've looked at intellect and you've said goodbye.
I said goodbye.
Not
goodbye,
for me.
Intellect.
No, thank you. I won't be having that. Thank you, though.
Because this game, good. I'm going to go four thumbs in a nuck.
Good call.
Oh, Blasphemous, really,
which is probably a huge update over the whatever I gave it last time.
And I just like to say, speaking of Andrew Levins, and I already, like, he told me about this game. I've already reviewed it, but I stopped playing it for a bit. But then yesterday I started playing it again, and I didn't stop.
Yeah.
And was late to work yesterday because of it?
Yeah.
Or the day before? Anyway, Blatcher. It's still...
Oh, yeah, going card
it's
mode.
It's still...
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, it's still so good. Still so good. What I hear, dude. Good.
But it scares me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It is deck building, sort of.
Yeah, it's
well,
not for
by
me.
Sort of, I mean, it is a deck building game. It's a deck building game. I'm just playing poker, just a weird one.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Cass, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Game & Watch Gallery Advance 4.
Whoa.
This is a game that I have been bothering beautiful Joel Dusha about for...
That's me.
1 year.
Whoa.
Cass is like, Joel!
Joel, please!
Where is it?
Why can't I play it on the Switch? It's my favorite game, and they won't have it on the Switch. I didn't check. Yeah. Joel, yeah. Do they have it on the Switch yet?
Check
no,
for
Cass,
me.
I'm so sorry. They don't. I was like, but they might add it, but you'll have to pay money for it.
No, I already paid money for it in that my mom did, and many, many years ago, and I still have the Game Boy in my cupboard, and I still have batteries, and the game still works, and I could play it, but there's no backlight. How could I do it in bed? I don't have a lamp.
And the mom still doesn't have a wife.
Why is this wife? He's got so many beautiful women who want to...
It's like at the stage where, like, what are the women saying to him when the cameras are off?
Yeah, because, that's just what I want to know.
Like, are they just trying to... I just don't think that the Australian public is really that interested in someone failing that many times. I think we want a happy ending. So, like, what's he saying to these women? Like, are they leaving him?
I just don't understand. Why didn't they pick some of the contestants? There's like seven per season.
They're all so beautiful and they want to farm over a husband so bad, which is usually the biggest hurdle for things like this, is people don't want to pack their lives up and move out, and all these girls have started off by saying, I'd love to.
In 2020, there was three seasons and two of the three farmers are now single again. That's sad. That's sad.
That is sad. Sad for the farmers.
Yeah.
I remember there was Farmer Wants a Wife and it was a girl farmer.
Yeah.
And then before the season started, this is a vague memory, so I hope this is true. Before the season started, she just got a separate boyfriend. And they were like, okay. And they just had to cancel it. I think that's awesome.
That's so fun. That's also great, because I've heard of reality TV shows before where someone agrees to go on the show, they get a partner, and it's like a dating show, and they'll just sort of be like, I'm signed up to do the show. Yeah. Like, do you mind if I just do the show? And the partner's like, for it. And like, hey, it usually ends pretty bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But imagine. People usually are like, no, I really wanted to. I was so set on doing this. I was so excited to get it. I want to do the show. They do the show. It ends bad for everyone. There's usually scandal. Be like, you know, she had a boyfriend on the outside. It's like, yeah, they're not together though. But with this one, she must have really liked him.
To be like, hey.
Like, she must have been like,
cancel. I don't want to do the show because I found a man and I'm, you know what? I'm
this
good.
This show that was going to guarantee me a husband, I actually don't need it anymore.
I think this guy's going to be the guy for me.
I won't get paid and
I'm not going to get any of the, I'm probably breaking a contract.
Yeah. Lawyers will be knocking on my door. Yeah. Break up with your boyfriend.
Come on.
Hey.
Wow. So that would have been the one season where it actually would have worked.
Yeah.
She actually was in it for love.
So, Cass,
Game & Watch 4 Advance.
You were kicking down my door, find me this game. And then earlier this week, I was like, Cass, I have a present for you.
And I said, oh?
And then I, on my little phone, just started playing
the
game.
Oh,
and Cass heard it and was like, what's that? Wait! So Cass has downloaded the first ever official emulator available in the Apple App Store.
Very exciting.
Delta.
Yep. And then by completely legal means, obtained the game.
It actually is completely legal means. You are using a ROM and an emulator in the way that they legally want you to, which is you own the original version of the game.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
But
great point.
You've just backed it up on your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can play it on the go.
That is truly what has happened here.
Yeah.
I do have the version and oh my God, it was like putting on a pair of pants that you lost in the cupboard or something like, or like pulling out.
You ever lost pants in the cupboard?
I lose a belt in the cupboard sometimes.
You lose a belt in the cupboard?
Because I hang my belt in my cupboard.
When I hear something that's probably messed up, I keep my belt in a drawer.
I hang my belts up in a cupboard.
Yeah.
Rods.
Congratulations on your rack.
Thank you.
Rods?
Yeah.
Congratulations on your rod.
Thank you, man. Cheers. Not enough people say that to me, so I appreciate it, dude. How do you hang up a belt on a rod?
I got...
That's a really good question.
I got tension rods and I put them in my cupboard. So I've got normal clothing rails.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my cupboard. We're looking at my cupboard.
Okay.
Clothing rails going left to right.
Right.
I put the rods, tension rods, going...
front to back.
Okay, all right.
Like just before the door, like the part the door closes on. And then I just hang the belts over the rod.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
How do the belts not
fall off?
Yeah.
Well, you put it so that the middle part of the belt is the part that's draped so that it's evenly weighted on either side. How do you hang your belt?
Well, no, because I guess because I have a lot of like leather belts.
Yeah.
I feel like if I hung it, yeah, it is a brag. I'm sure they're not real leather. But if I hung it, it would just fall off.
Well,
you,
yeah.
You change the... Yeah, you make sure that it's weighted so that they don't fall off. I have belts with buckles.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got to put the buckle a little bit higher.
I love it with the two of you. I cannot picture this.
What? What do you mean?
So you've got, okay, we've got belt.
Okay, belt, yeah. Buckle.
Buckle on one end.
Mm-hmm.
Leather buckle, on the other end.
Yeah, the rest of the belt.
Leather.
Yeah. That buckle, heavy.
Yes, I agree.
So if you just hook just the buckle over the top, so the rod has buckle on one side, all the rest of the belt on the other.
Uh-huh.
If the buckle's heavy enough, that's the same weight on either side. So it won't fall.
How do you store your belts hanging up if it's not this method?
I have at the back of my cupboard hooks.
So you hook the belt.
I hook the loop of the belt, the metal loop, and then it drapes down.
Okay.
But I do
you
somewhat
understand?
Envision.
You know how so imagine a tie on a coat hanger.
Yes.
Now just imagine that that tie is a belt. And it's the same thing.
Oh, we've lost him. We've lost him. Oh my God, we've lost him.
You've made it so much more confusing.
How?
I might need a drawing.
You know, like, okay, you got a suit bag.
Right.
With a suit on it.
Yes.
And so the suit is obviously around like the point. You know, you're using a coat hanger like a coat hanger.
Right, yes.
But you know how there's that middle part of the coat hanger, and often if you've got a suit, people...
Are you hooking the belt on by...
No! You're draping it over! Like a tie! The same way in a suit bag, you drape the tie over.
How does it not fall off?
It's... What do you...
There's a long thing. Pass me the long thing. All right.
Okay, show me. Douche's arm is the rod, yes.
Like that.
Okay, so at the moment, we've just draped a piece of fabric over Joel's arm. Now... I see the issue that you're facing here, Jackson.
Yes,
is
thank
that
you.
You can't envision weight.
That is a problem I have, yes. Okay,
let's
use
see if this will work. This might be too heavy.
This duct tape is our weight. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
This might be too
so
heavy.
So the duct tape
is at one end.
Is at one end, like representing the belt buckle.
Okay.
This could be too heavy for our experiment.
Okay.
Jimmy? Whoops, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
But imagine.
Hang on. Pass me the remote.
I get it now. I think I get it now. I think I'm across it. If that wasn't too heavy, it could hang there by the weight of the buckle.
How did something that didn't represent the thing we were talking about work?
It just finally got through, I think.
Yeah.
It finally settled into my brain.
So how's the game, Cass? Is it good playing on your phone?
Oh my God. I missed the button so badly. But my muscle memory was kicking in, which was a bit frustrating because there's this one game that I was like, oh my God, my pure skill alone. Yeah. Amazing. I didn't learn any tricks. I just got really, really good at it.
Hell yeah.
And not being able to mash the buttons hurts me.
That would annoy
also,
me
my
too.
Phone's a bit broken. So like the buttons don't really work.
Oh yeah, of course. You got a broken phone.
That. Yeah, I got a broken phone. Someone keeps dropping it.
Who's doing that?
I don't know, but she's probably pretty and really.
One
has to assume, and I'm sure she tries to do the best by the people she loves. But yeah, the game rips, and it feels like you can play it for a little bit because if you don't know the game, it's a whole bunch of mini games.
Yeah.
And in my game previously, I had unlocked every single other game. Oh, I was unlocking everything in the gallery. There's a gallery section so you can look at other games. And it's also got modern versions as well as old versions of the old Game & Watch games.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was always a really, really fun thing. Have you guys played the Game & Watch games? Have you spoken about them before?
I think so.
We haven't spoken about them before, but yes, I have played them.
Really tiny, I don't know the correct way to describe these, but really tiny, like battery-operated games that went around like a million years ago. And...
Pre-Game Boy handheld games.
Yeah.
Pre-Game Boy handheld games. You could see...
The games that Mr. Game & Watch is in.
Yes,
that's his
game.
Mr.
Game & Watch? That's his freaking game.
That's his game. It's cool that the thing is a Game & Watch and he's Mr.
He is
Game &
Watch. Game. Did we invent him?
That's like if Mario's name was Mr. Nintendo. Who we know is the boss of Nintendo and not actually Mario.
Whoa.
Mario is real.
Mario is real. Yeah. He's a real guy. Yeah, of course.
Mr. Sony?
Mr. Sony?
That'd be Crash Bandicoot.
But they do replicate the Game & Watch games pretty. I think they've zhuzhed them a little bit, but they've recreated them in a way that, like with Octopus and stuff, if you're playing an old Game & Watch game, the screen, you can pretty much see the shadows of where all the sprites will go. Hell, there's a number of different parts on the screen where the screen will light up to show where the character is. I'm just trying to, is there any other thing that has happened in life like that?
What you know, do like, you mean?
Huh? Hmm.
Has anything in life happened like the shadows in Game & Watch?
Yeah. Like, is there another thing I can compare it to?
This is the only thing I can think of, and it's really inaccurate. You know, in like an old like Hanna-Barbera cartoon, how they'll be like, which door are they going to go through? Mm. And there's one door that's clearly animated, but the rest is like a painted background.
Yeah. That's the closest thing. You're so right.
Yeah. Or like if you've ever been to McDonald's, got a Happy Meal video game and it's that.
Yeah,
so
that's
the same
little
vibe.
Grayed out places so you can see exactly what the character's movement's going to be, and you can see that there's a very finite amount of things that the character can do. I find them really, really fun. I find those games great. I feel like you can just pick them up, put them down.
Yeah, awesome.
You can. There's like, I don't know, 6 or 12 games. There's a heap of games on there. So you can play them, get bored, stop. I feel like coming back to this game and playing it feels like having a really good relationship with food. Like, I'm like, yeah, I can just have chocolate in the house now. I'll have a couple of squares, and then I'm satisfied. Like, you know, I'm not binge eating, but
you
I'm not,
play
you know.
A couple rounds of Octopus, put it down.
I know. Yeah. And I'm so at the moment, I have not yet unlocked it, but my favorite game on that Game & Watch is Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And they work at a little cake factory.
Oh, now that's good.
The music for that cake factory, I hear it in my head. I've heard it like once a week for the past 20 years of my life, and I am so excited to unlock it.
So awesome.
So I reckon I'll just screen record it so I can just have the music because it's the exact sound that I feel when I'm doing little tasks, but the day hasn't kicked off yet.
Yeah.
My God.
So there's 6 games that you start with, but this is also from the era of when you had to work for stuff.
Oh, and you have to work for stuff.
There's no participation ribbons here, snowflakes.
That's
you want
right.
to play this game, you got to get good because the next 6 you have to unlock.
Yeah.
So you start with 6, you unlock 6, but then there is also another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games.
Whoa.
That are only available in their classic mode, so therefore they only look like Game
& Watch
games.
That's awesome. You get so many games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of games.
That rocks.
It's really, really good. I've forgotten what the gallery does, but I'm pretty sure it's just like an achievements wall.
Oh, yeah. That's still good.
You just get to look at stuff. You get to, I think you can also go in and play the music.
Well, that's going to be perfect.
That's going to be really good for
me. That's you done.
And I'm just going to have the music on my phone. I'm so excited. It's really, really fun.
Have you ever listened to, like, since you stopped playing back in the day, have you ever gone back and just listened to that music? Like, just gone onto YouTube and sorted it out? Or are you like, it's not going to be the same thing unless I'm playing it hearing it in the Game & Watch game?
Yeah, I haven't gone to seek it out. And I think if I had done that, I just would have been like, I want to be playing my game.
That's so fair.
But my beautiful housemate, John Thusha, won't let me do it. He's the one keeping it from me. And he's the reason no farmers have wives.
He is a tyrant. I say that often.
Yeah. I was gatekeeping both games and a farmer's happiness.
Yeah. I would like to make it clear for the record that Joel did offer to figure out how to put it on my computer. Yeah. And I didn't want that.
Well, then it wouldn't be handheld. I get that.
Yeah,
but then I put it on your phone, so
yeah.
I really, truly can do it all. I can put games on the computer. I can put games on the phone.
There is no limit to your capabilities.
Yeah, of putting games on things.
Yeah. How many thumbs, Cass? What are we talking?
5. I love this
Hell
game.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons I love it is that you can't play it for too long. Like, the games are really, really repetitive. So you just do them for a little bit of your day. You're like, oh, play a little
bit of game.
Get a
little dopamine hit.
Get a little star. Put that in your little collection to unlock Super Mario Bros. One day. And that's the first game you unlock in the next section. So I am so excited.
It's the second game you unlock in the next session. You unlock Chef first.
Chef!
Hey, Cass, do you want us to open the cuss zone for you?
Yeah, we can open the cuss zone.
Cuss zone! Cuss zone!
Fuck!
Cuss zone! Cuss zone!
One like little thing that I really like about the Game & Watch gallery.
Yeah.
Numbering system is that it's wrong.
Okay.
So this is Game & Watch Gallery 4, which is the 5th entry in the series.
You gotta love that shit. Mm-hmm. You gotta love that shit.
because, yeah, I had the what I thought was the first one on the original Game Boy, but that's actually the second one. And the reason I was tricked is because it's called Game & Watch Gallery. That contained four games.
Yeah.
All of them are obviously then on the new one, which is also the final one. Yeah, so Game & Watch Gallery 4 or Game & Watch Gallery Advance is the fifth and final entry in the series.
Damn. Yeah.
They perfected
it. They nailed it.
They don't need to do anything else. All of the games are so fun, and they all have different skill sets as well. Like, they're just little tasks. That's and you awesome. Can play the old versions or the new versions. The old versions are insane because there's no music. You just have little clicking noises.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
That's kind of great, yeah.
And, yeah, some of them are timing and, like, paying attention to, like, five things at once. Some of them are just button mashing.
Hell, yeah.
I mean... I might even consider just like dipping back to the other ones. See what's going on.
Give it a crack. Good Game & Watch mode.
I think they did update the way that the Game & Watch, like the old games look between 3 and 4. I think they might have looked a bit.
So you'd played the previous ones as well?
No, I was just looking at the differences.
Oh, yeah. Looking at pictures.
Yeah, looking at pictures. I love looking at pictures.
There's some cool stuff.
Thing looking, really good stuff.
Something I remember my brother saying.
Uh-huh.
Is he was talking about when we first got the internet. He would have been like a little kid. And he would just Google image frog. I think that's awesome.
A lot of people would do things like that. I used to Google image stuff that I wanted to look at.
Cause like,
I
wish we could still did that too.
No, but like just being like, man, I want to look at something cool and sitting down and be like, oh, nice.
Yeah, to get the same satisfaction from just like seeing a photo of a giraffe or whatever that I would have in the past.
Yeah. Well, you know? I reckon we still could do that. I just reckon it's like not even on the palette of our mind.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
If I'm like, oh, I want to do something, I'm like, oh, I can, you know, maybe I'll watch a TikTok or maybe I'll go on Reels and be like, well,
yeah.
I do like going on Reels because they don't know who I am, but they do know my age.
Oh.
Every now and then I get Christian women.
Oh, that's awesome. I get Christian rap really consistently these days.
I've intentionally Jesus-pilled my Instagram
feed. It's funny.
It's so good. I'm taking screenshots. I'm really... Mark has no idea about me. I'm mysterious to him.
Yeah, I just keep getting a lot of like really inspirational stuff like being like, when it says return to your true love, they don't mean your ex. They mean Jesus Christ. I'm like, hell yeah.
I get a guy sitting down and being like, I know being Mormon is a hard sell. If you're not Mormon, you'll go to hell.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
It's great.
It's good to trick your algorithm by looking at, because like, I mean, I understand that people will say, no, Joel, actually you're not tricking your algorithm because
you're looking
at this, but Instagram thinks it's catering to a different guy.
Yeah. Like,
that's fun.
It's giving you what you want to see, but like it really...
It doesn't know you.
No. Like we're still mysterious to Mark.
So I'm going to confiscate that from you because you're about to play with duct tape, which is loud, near a microphone.
I saw that happening and I was like, I've been there. I've been in your shoes, Cass. And yeah,
there's a deck of cards right
up. It was my fault for picking up the duct tape before.
And look at me, I've had this pen the whole time and I keep fiddling with just the...
Oh, you've not clicked it. That's really...
Luckily, you can sort of pull the sheath back on the nib.
You can expose the knob.
Okay, that's really good stuff.
I would just like to say that I think my favorite entry in the Game & Watch Gallery series is the third game in the series, Game & Watch Gallery 2, because it includes these games. Parachute, Helmet, Chef, Vermin, Donkey Kong, and one unlockable game called Ball.
Hang on, what's Vermin and what's Vermin?
Vermin is Donkey Kong 3.
Oh, Donkey Kong 3, where you're the bug-catching guy.
Yeah. So
you spray a gas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that game.
Ball's the only unlockable game
what's
in it.
Ball?
What is Ball? Game & Watch Ball. Gallery Ball.
I want to look a ball too. Game & Watch Gallery Ball. I'm assuming it's like a sports game or something.
Ball is... Oh, it's the juggling game.
Okay.
It's the juggling game. You'd recognize it from games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Ball.
Shout out to Ball. Shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Uncles.
Yeah, shout out to Uncles, dude.
Yeah, Uncles are a nephew's dad.
I want to say you're not wrong.
Could be. Son of an uncle?
The son of an uncle is a nephew.
The son of an uncle is a nephew.
Yeah.
Son
okay.
of an
Phew. Unk. Yeah. So, Jackson, is there someone at the door?
I think there is.
Hello?
Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Rads.
Hey, Mr. Rads, how you going?
I'm going good. Did you notice I knocked?
You did, yeah, you knocked, and then you didn't open the door until I said hello?
That's because I was already inside, and then I realized it was impolite to just burst in on you. I'm trying to be more polite.
You're reinventing your image.
Yeah, I hear that I got a bad rap.
The Mr. Rads reinvention arc.
Yeah, I think I want to try and be a more polite, courteous guy.
Well, Hayden was very mean about you last week, but you did kill him in a car accident.
That is true. Fair enough. Yeah. He's allowed to have some bad blood.
Yeah.
All right. I got some ads for you. Farewell.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks, Mr. Ads.
Thanks, Mr. Ads.
I think good luck to him. Yeah.
Yeah, best of luck with his reinvention. Maybe he'll sell all of those
aquariums. And his dials.
For his dials and his fish.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to check in because that damp towel situation could not have been good for those fish.
It's got to be bad.
He wasn't putting any water in his aquariums, Cass. He just had a damp towel that the fish was sitting on.
He had a dry
quare.
Yeah. He's not a very responsible quare owner.
No, not at all. Speaking of not very responsible, it's time to head to thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Fabulous.
Just dive right into that inbox. Now, you will notice, I have noticed
okay.
that our last 40 to 50 emails are just phone numbers. Because on the 1st of May, between 8 and 11 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time,
Thumbcramps
will call you.
We're going to call you home or your place of business.
And like
I love that song.
Like I said last week, if you think this is a funny little prank and you can send us someone else's phone number, you got to remember that it's still an edited podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is what will happen. Ring, ring. Hello, this is place of business. Yeah. And then we just hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or it's like, hello. I'm like, hey, it's Thumb Cramps. I'm like, who? And then we'll just hang up.
Exactly.
That's
You're not
going to
get one over us. You're not going to trick us.
But you have sent, I believe that a lot of you have been honest, and next week we will be calling
I'm very excited.
So, you know, stay tuned for that. And yeah, consequences have actions. Thumb Cramps will call you. Now,
consequences have actions. And these
actions.
Are they.
No, I think that's right.
I think you're all
the
money.
What was the other phrase for the show?
The earlier phrase for the show was, sometimes daring helps where reason doesn't.
Exactly.
And sometimes consequences have actions.
You guys are the actions.
Yeah. Thumbcramps will call you, but they'll also read out your emails. So these people have emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Good on them.
This is from Sienna, who obviously includes their phone number, because why wouldn't you
Why would you not?
Dear Thumbcramps, I wanted to take a moment to discuss my lowest moment listening to this podcast.
Whoa, oh, yeah.
Why I must stop listening to Thumbcramps.
Oh, no, Seattle.
No, come back.
You might think it would be hearing about my high school friend's wet dream or accidentally playing a segment about dick and balls to my mom a mere 5 minutes. Hold on to that laugh, Cass.
after she told me that my dad has cancer. But the worst moment to date has been realizing that I have shared interests with a guy who picks up girls using smoke rings.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Sienna.
I feel legitimately disgusted to be in any way associated with his behavior.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that I must purge this shared interest from my life and reevaluate the choices that have led me to this point. I will miss you dearly, Thumb Cramps. Sincerely, Sienna.
Sienna, thank you for your time with us.
Who's the smoke ring?
Let me introduce you to a listener called Ben. Yeah. Cass.
And what a guy Ben is, first of all.
I would just like to say that I love all of our listeners.
Of course.
And that includes Ben.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an email that we've read before, but I guess we'll just
fill just you for in. A little quick update.
So Ben answered a call out that Jackson put, and I'll just summarize this email. We'll fill you in on the chronicles of Ben.
Yeah.
So Jackson asked if anyone had ever been laid from pinball skills.
Yes.
Ben said, the only cool thing about me is that I smoke. Not so much cigs anymore, but I regularly smoke pipe tobacco and cigars. I send girls Snapchat videos of me blowing big smoke rings that has prompted girls to start conversations with me.
Mm.
They'll often ask, how do you blow smoke rings like that? Which leads me to the great answer of you just got to be really skilled with your tongue, coupled with a gross smile and disgusting wink.
Yeah.
So oddly enough, boys, it works. And then Ben sent us a video of him doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ben followed that up. A couple of weeks later, dear video game boyfriends and horned up guests, shout out to Mud. Shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Mud.
A shout out to the video game boyfriends. Shout out to video game boyfriends.
Shout out to video game boyfriends.
And shout out to, and this is where things go, you know, they take a turn for the, I would say, regular, because I love this guy, and I love all of our listeners.
Of
shout out to eating pussy whilst listening to Thumb Cramps. Yeah. I'll spare you the horny details, but I had the experience of a lifetime, picked up a girl at a bar using my smoke ring trick, and upon bringing her home, my phone auto-connected to my Bluetooth speaker, and the unfinished episode of Thumb Cramps I was listening to started playing again. I barely noticed since my ears were blocked by thighs, and luckily she didn't seem to notice at all. I quickly switched to Pandora for music, and the night unfolded in the best way. Moral of the story is that Thumb Cramps won't immediately wreck your night. He says that in a slightly different way, but I've read it once before and I don't want to read it again.
Of course.
Even though I love reading it,
obviously.
Ben, I love all of our listeners.
But you can understand why Sienna might want to depart for greener pastures.
Okay.
Do you want to be in this podcast still? The door's there if you want to leave. Or do you also love our listeners?
Yeah.
I love your listeners.
Thank you.
Good choice.
You're
doing a thumbs up, but you're not saying, Cash, you're not saying anything.
Say thumbs up if you're going
to. Pussy ribs. I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, that is a cool statement.
Pussy does rip.
Pussy
you,
rips.
Okay, how do you feel about smoke rings? Do you find them impressive? I'm not talking about like, hey, if someone sent you a video of a smoke ring, would you be like, damn? But as in like, if you saw someone blowing smoke rings, are you going to talk to that person?
I wish I could do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, you are going up to someone. If you
you
walk out of a bar,
uh-huh.
Someone's standing there,
yeah,
blowing smoke rings in the street. Outside the bar, they're clearly in the bar, they're just in the smoker's area out the front.
Are they blowing smoke? Are they just by themselves?
Maybe they look.
If they're by themselves, this is sad to me.
Yeah.
What if they're with two friends?
Well, that's
are the
their
friends
business.
Happy to yes. be seeing this? So they're like doing it to be like, and the friends are like, oh, hell yeah, smoke rings. Then I'll look at the smoke rings and be like, oh, cool.
Are you engaging?
No, I'm not talking to someone.
So you would talk to them if they were by themselves, though, right?
No.
That's worse.
That's
no,
way worse. Yes.
Okay,
if someone's blowing smoke rings alone,
there might be a serial killer.
I'd probably look and smile like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That looks cool because I wish I could do it because I like being able to do mouth tricks.
Yeah.
Because I can't whistle. So I
You can't whistle?
Yeah, Cass can't whistle. It's awesome. This is old shut up a second lore, dude.
Can you try? I want to hear the sound you make when you try and whistle.
It's fabulous stuff. It's the craziest technique. You don't purse your lips.
I don't know how to do it. I've been trying for.
Do this, like you. And then. You just blow. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. You make kettle noises. Hey, you're making the right.
I can't whistle, and I've never been able to whistle.
I'm happy to report that when you do try and whistle, not in the way that makes the sound, but when you tried to copy Jackson's thing, you made like a very like moody pout.
Yeah.
And that was a good look.
My mum and my brother can whistle, and I've tried for ages, and they could do it.
Your brother Hayden is good at whistling, if I remember
correctly. He's actually really good at whistling. Mm. So I used to sit
all
in
the
front
whistling
of-
genes went to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to sit in front of
the mirror and practice different
faces. Okay, here's the thing. Have you tried Googling
how to
whistle tutorial?
I've tried to do the one where you like stick your fingers
okay,
in your
I can't do that one. That's the hard one. That's doing it hard style.
My brother used to be able to do a thing where he could put his hands in such a way that he made a train sound when he blew through.
Oh, okay. Choo-choo. Yeah. I can do that too.
Train.
Now, boarding.
Yes, fair enough, Sienna.
We'll miss you,
we'll
Sienna.
Miss you. We'll miss you.
Bye, Sienna.
Ben, thank you so much for sticking around. We love all of our listeners the same. I bear no judgment on any man.
Of course.
Living or dead.
You turn the other cheek. Christ style.
I am Christ. I'm doing it Christ style. this next
from
one.
From the side.
Yeah. This next one is from Tom from Nottingham.
Okay.
I won't read the subject because it reveals a bit too much.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hello, video game boyfriends and super stylish guest. It's Whoa. Like he knew.
Oh my God. Thank you.
I'm currently writing to you from the hospital.
Okay.
But before Jackson panics like the kind soul I know he is, I'm not here for myself. My partner has recently given birth to our second child, so I am here with her. This the
Pussy
reason
ribs.
From I just found myself going back. Yeah. The Can't reason for my email relates to both this and another recent experience I had that I would like to share with you. So a few weeks before my partner was due, a colleague and friend of mine that also listens to this show said how funny it would be if I was listening to Thumb Cramps in the delivery suite.
Oh, buddy.
No.
Well, fast forward to earlier today.
Bro.
As my partner experienced the worst pain imaginable, I was being a coward. Yes, that's right. I chickened up big time and didn't get to secretly listen to your video game brain rot podcast.
I think you made the right choice. I think that was smart.
God, Christ.
Tom, I've lost respect for you. I love all of our listeners, but I like you a little bit less now, Tom. Yeah. But that's okay. Jackson and Cash respect you more for doing it.
Yeah, that really, really. When you said you were a coward, I was so worried that you were chickening out of being there for your partner.
I think if you have a third kid, you can do it.
Yeah.
Because you've already, I mean, like, you know, you've experienced the moment twice.
Yeah.
How good can it be a third time around?
Third time's the no charm.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's any consolation, I'm now listening to you boys while I comfort my son in the night while my partner sleeps.
Okay.
I feel like it's best to keep it away from my partner so I don't risk our relationship.
Yeah, smart. Smart move.
Yep.
The second thing I wanted to share with you is that the Thumb Cramps curse has now seemingly leaked out across the Sans Pants network.
Uh-oh.
As a few days before my partner gave birth, I had a minor car accident on my way to work whilst listening to Plumbing the Death Star. The other driver was speeding and drove off before I could catch him, and I had a cold bug at the time, so I couldn't be Jeffed giving chase. Anyway, I was fine, and my car's now fixed, but I thought you would find this
amusing.
That's
awesome.
Keep up the good work with all of your shows. They never fail to bring me laughs. All the best, the cowardly non-coward Tom from Nottingham. Obviously, Tom, we're going to have to play the coward alarm.
Yeah, of course.
Not listening to Thumb Cramps while the light of your life gives birth to your second child, a beautiful baby boy.
Yeah, come on,
what
man.
What about these two beautiful baby boys?
Baby boys?
You turned your back on two beautiful baby boys?
You wouldn't have to listen for long.
You could have just listened to the start.
Just listen to the theme song.
Just the intro. Just have a listen.
Yeah, just that's right. Thumb Cramps is happening. My wife is in incredible pain.
Yeah.
This is the
happening.
Most pain a person can go through to the point where her body's going to have to do a trick.
you lost it. Who knows? Maybe someone's now going to follow your lead and they won't hear Mario's Myers-Briggs test results whilst their partner is giving birth now.
Wouldn't that be special?
Your fault,
wouldn't
Tom.
That be a special moment?
Cass, what's up? You seem upset. What's wrong? You can talk to us. We're your video game boyfriends.
We're your video game boyfriends.
When you give birth, after that happens, your brain has to release all these chemicals and hormones so that you forget what just happened. Otherwise, you can't do it again.
Well,
and
so
for the people who that doesn't happen to, they get PTSD.
But if you played Thumb Cramps for them, they might forget it. So you could play it maybe out loud in the hospital?
Yeah, it's like when you've got like a bit of pain and you like hit yourself in another part of the body and your brain's like, whoa.
Defer that pain. Put Thumb Cramps on. You're not even going to notice you're having a baby.
Your partner is going to be so mad at you.
And now this is an interesting email to end the show on.
Okay.
Dear Jackson and Doucher and guest, long-time listener here, I've been thinking over the weekly emails from other listeners and wondered if my partner would also be happy having sex to the sound of Thumb Cramps.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure,
they
fabulous.
Haven't they hadn't left me when I put it on in the car, so maybe they'd be up for it. Sadly, they said no. What?
Huh?
We could have been there with you.
This is
you.
Like the sexiest podcast we make, I think.
They said that podcasts in general are weird in the bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
Why does it sound like a larger conversation has been had?
I was not deterred, so I looked for a workaround.
Okay.
I respect this, because they respect their partner's wishes. They're like, we're not having sex to thumb cramps. Yeah. Fair enough. But maybe I can find a middle ground.
Maybe there's all some right. compromise here.
Yeah, like, exactly. You know. That's relationships are all about
that's
compromise.
What they absolutely,
dude. You see, I recently found a new AI tool, in brackets, boo.
Yeah.
But that will write you songs based on the information you provide.
Oh, no.
So I introduced it to thumb cramps.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sadly, the output still wasn't appropriate for the bedroom. So I am bequeathing them to you. Thanks to the years of terrible entertainment. In the words of an AI, every episode is a brain vacation. Wishing you all the best, X.
Every episode is a brain vacation.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, you got three new tags for your show today.
Well, let's just quickly hear...
I would love to hear the thumb cramp sex song.
At times you made quite the mess.
In my pants!
You might smell of mold.
Still tasty.
Are you down?
Please.
Or so we're told.
Shout out to Mark!
That's great.
There is also another three songs here, but obviously that will pad out the entire rest of the episode, so we'll save some of those for later. What did you think was going to happen when you played these for your partner? Because this is like having sex to Beastie Boys.
Awesome.
A bit Lonely Island as well.
A bit Lonely Island too. Obviously, AI stinks and is stealing from people, but this is objectively funny.
This is
the kind of thing that should be useful. Like, no human should labor over that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's anything. Like, this is like the future of automation. You know that fully automated luxury communism stuff? That's this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And now, Jackson... That's the emails done.
Yeah. You can email us. We'd like you to. We appreciate it, but you don't
send
have to.
Send your number in
with the tag.
But you got to be quick, because we're recording the next episode not that long after this episode drops.
That's very true.
May 1st, 8 till 11 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time.
We will call you.
We will call you.
So you can email us, but there's actually something you are required to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the covenant of listening to a Thumb Cramps episode. You get this for free.
You do.
So how about in exchange, you on whatever podcast app you're using to listen to this, you give us 5 stars.
Yes.
And if you can,
write a review.
Write a little review. And if you give us 5 stars. And you write a little review, we'll read it out on the podcast.
And
if
the review doesn't need to be positive.
No.
No, oh my God, you can give the 5 stars and ream them.
Exactly.
Ream us good.
Like this person, Reese, has done. Okay. 5 stars, the damage is irreparable.
Yeah. It is, Reese.
Every
is.
Episode gives you the brain damage equivalent of a decade in NFL. 5 stars. We're talking CTE, baby.
Yes, baby.
The next one, this is from Off the Cuff.
Okay.
5 stars. Jackson is a cesspool. Thumb Cramps is my 4th favorite meat, right between chicken and squid.
Yes!
That's awesome.
It's so good.
That is good.
And make sure you write us a review.
Yeah,
and,
please do it. We appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll probably be talking to you next week.
Yeah. We'll chat to you soon.
Before the episode comes out, you'll probably be hearing from us.
Yeah.
It will be from a private number. So if you get a private number calling you between the times I said earlier, it's Thumb Cramps.
It's Thumb Cramps.
Answer your damn phone. Consequences have
actions, people, okay?
And thank you so much, Cass, for joining us.
Thank you for getting me game.
Yeah. Another episode of Thumb Cramps. I'm happy to give you game whenever you need it. I don't know what that meant.
No, me neither, but it sounded filthy. It somehow had the filthiest. I don't know why.
And it didn't say it in an awful
way. No,
it was really weird.
You're an innocent party in all of this.
It just landed.
I feel like it's my fault for
pausing.
You paused. No. You let it fester, I believe.
I prompted and I let it fester.
But that's okay. I'm going to leave it in. Listeners can decide. Was that horny? What happened? But Cass, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you? I believe you host not one, but 2 podcasts.
God, you're so right about everything.
Whoa.
Being hot is hard. shut up a second. Listen to both.
Yes.
Listen to both. It's all good. You want to hear weird shit that we stop? No.
You can say
you
shit.
You can say shit.
Weird shit that people do to their bodies.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it.
Awesome.
I'm doing half of the weird shit.
Yeah. So people are probably listening to Thumb Cramps and thinking there couldn't be a podcast like this. But I would say the podcast that has the most similar energy to Thumb Cramps on the Sandspence Radio Network is Being Hot as Hard.
There you go.
As a little taster, I showed my good friends Joel and Jackson. Well, Joel took the photo. I was like, hey, can I show you what I've been working on recently? Big pile of my own hair.
It's really fabulous.
It is truly
fabulous.
It's
the size of a bird's nest. Yeah. It's really wonderful.
It's really big. And Joel took the photo and I was like, oh my God, I look so happy.
You look like a proud mother bird.
Yeah. So happy. Oh my God. Anyway, we talk about things like that.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Like having heaps of hair.
Yeah, like when you're collecting it. Well, I'm trying to make a wig. So.
Yeah, of course. Obviously. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to all of the listeners out there. Yeah. And listeners, you'll be hearing from us soon.
Chat to you soon.
Yeah.
And, well, I licked the microphone.
And until next week, keep on gaming, gamers. Woohoo!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.